Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be dealing with sudden death. Well, in life, everyone that you love and everything that you build eventually is going to die, dissolve, and turn to dust. That's just the reality of things. So when something traumatic happens, whether you lose somebody that's close to you, or you get fired from your job unexpectedly, or something happens in the market that causes your business to go out of business seemingly overnight, at some point in life, or you deal with the health challenge, I mean, at some point in everyone's life, you're going to have to deal with something that's traumatic. And how you deal with that determines how quickly you're able to move on, because let's face it, as adults, we're told it's not okay to, especially if you're men, we're men, you're not, it's not okay to experience those negative, sad, unhappy emotions. And if you ever watch children and how they experience emotions, where they authentically feel things and they heal those emotions and they're able to move through them quickly, we really need to look at our kids and our children to see that. So I got an email here from a guy who's been following my work for a couple of years, and he says it's done wonders for him. And then about 3 weeks ago, his son died unexpectedly in a work accident. And so he shares how the things he's learned from me with helping him deal with a breakup, feeling his emotions, how it's enabled him to move through this really difficult, stressful time and get back to a happy place and not get totally hijacked by those negative emotions. I mean, that's a pretty traumatic thing as a parent to lose a child when you're still alive. So I had a quote that I wrote on this topic, and then we're going to go through his email. And the quote says, "Everyone has to deal with setbacks and disappointments in life. The key is to not let difficult life events such as sudden job loss, death of a loved one, breakups, business failure, rejection, etc., hijack you and keep you in an endless loop of suffering, anger, disappointment, etc. Emotions and problems are a sign of life. However, most people do not feel comfortable experiencing their emotions, especially the unpleasant ones. When a negative life event happens and we try to avoid the emotions it brings on, this emotional energy gets stored as muscle tension in our nervous system. This causes health problems as we age. What you resist in life will persist. The solution is to be authentically present with, embrace, and feel the emotion without judgment or resistance to feel it and heal it. By letting the emotion overcome you so you can experience the anger, fear, pain, sadness, loss, etc., this will allow the energy to move through your nervous system, dissolve, and lose its negative charge and ability to hijack you emotionally. This is exactly how children experience emotions before friends, family, and society forces its dysfunctional emotional avoidance patterns onto them. Kids are our greatest teachers." If you think about it, when you're little, you don't know much at that age. Everything is great. And then even when it's not great, kids experience their fear, their frustration, their sadness. They express it verbally and emotionally, and then they move through it. But as adults, we just stuff all that stuff down inside. And what's interesting, and I learned this through my over 10 years being involved in network chiropractic care, is that when you don't experience an emotion, it gets stored in your nervous system as muscle tension. And you think about it, the muscles around your spine, and your spine is where all the nerves come out and connect to all your vital organs. So if you have repeated traumatic events that you don't know how to deal with or that feel unsafe and uncomfortable to deal with, it literally causes those muscles to go into tension. It's fight or flight type of response. And over the years, what happens is those muscles get hard and are constantly stressed and active. It causes you, if you see older people, they tend to be all hunched over. And what happens is when you hunch over like that, your body adapts by actually taking your cartilage in between your vertebrae and turning it into bone. So your vertebrae literally fuse together and become all bone. And it makes it very difficult for you to experience all aspects of your personality. And if it pinches the nerves, then your brain can no longer talk to those vital organs, and it creates all kinds of health problems as you get older. So it's essential to your health and your overall sense of well-being to experience your emotions. It doesn't mean you have a fucking meltdown when you're at work or you're on a date or whatever, but you got to take time to feel these really unpleasant feelings, because all it really is, if you can kind of take a step away from it and realize, it's just energy. And if the energy moves through your body, you feel it. It's just like women. Women are very in touch with their emotions. They get together, they have a good cry about things, and they always feel better, because it's really just energy being expressed. It's got to come out in some way. So let's go through his email. He says, "Hey Corey, I have so many acquaintances that were broken at one time. I share some small tidbits that I have learned from you and seriously changed their entire lives. Not just getting them laid more often, but their entire outlook on life. This is what I love about what I do, is that I can put these things out there and teach people. And no matter where you are in the world, you can learn these things and improve your life, improve your health, your overall sense of well-being, and you have the ability to influence everybody around you. And so not only is this guy taking things that I spent my life learning and studying and mastering, he's applied it in his own life, and then on top of that, now he's a leader. Now he's impacting everybody around him and making their lives better just by the things that he's learned from me. It's paying it forward, and I think it's amazing. It's just a domino effect. He's becoming a leader in his community. What does the word lead mean? It means to go first. The true measure of a leader is not how many followers you have, but how many leaders you create. That's what I'm all about. That's what I love about what I do, is I can give all my best stuff away for free. People can read my book for free, especially because there's a lot of people that come to me, they can't even afford the 10 bucks for an ebook, especially if they're in a third world country. I'd rather them get the help, make their own lives better, and maybe in a few years they come back and maybe make a donation, or maybe eventually when they can afford it, they buy a book, or when they get a better job, they buy the book, or they book a phone session, or if, at the very least, they just tell somebody, hey, go to this guy's website and check him out, he can really help you. That's all I ask. And I mean, at the end of the day, way more people are getting help by my website and my ebook and everything than actually pay or make donations or buy anything from me. So it all works out in the end, is the way I look at it. Because my objective is not to become a millionaire, even though I'm making a very good living. It's to make a difference in the world. Because I it's like when I walk around, I see people that are suffering and they're having a difficult time. It's like I like seeing people happy. I like being somebody that just in some small way is able to help somebody have a better life experience and become more successful at accomplishing the things that they want to accomplish in life. He says, I wish I could claim the knowledge as my own, but I end up sharing your channel with them. Well, most of the stuff that I've learned from other people. I've applied it in my own life and then taken those things and added to my own life experience and put my own twist, my own spin on things. I mean, at the end of the day, most of the people that you're going to learn from, they've learned it from somebody else anyways. I'm certain that your material has taken more than one returning vet away from eating a gun to seeing life in an entirely different way. I coach a lot of guys in the military, active and retired. And that's one of the things they, especially they've been in combat, is coming back from a difficult combat situation. Like I was watching a documentary over the weekend, and it was 2006, I think it was. It was all about the doctors and the nurses that were working in a Baghdad ER with all the troops coming in with these horrific injuries from IEDs, improvised explosive devices, and the things that they go through. And you can see the suffering in those guys. And when you have a worldview that you look at something, you think, wow, that guy had so much more to live for than I. He's got this beautiful wife. He's got this great family. He's kind to everybody. He's giving out candy to all the kids. And the next thing you know, he gets fucking shot by a sniper in the back. And then the guy dies there. And so you get somebody that survives and comes out of a combat situation like that where people are getting killed all around them. And they're like, they didn't even have a fraction of things that this person had died at. And if they don't have a worldview that looks at that and says, you know what, that person was an angel in my life. They died so that I could live. And anybody that's been in the military or come from a military family, it's not about, mom, country, and apple pie and all that patriotic bullshit. It's really about the guy or the girl next to you. I'm going to save your life and you're going to save mine. And at the end of the day, when you lose somebody that's close to you over something, it's like one moment they're there and the next minute their head's gone. And then you come back into civilian life. It's like, how do you talk to people about that? These are things that my dad, that my uncle, both my grandfathers dealt with coming back from World War II and Vietnam, respectively. So, you know, it's like when you have a worldview, it's like, why did that happen? And a lot of them are like, they have survivor's guilt. Why did I survive? And why did this guy die? It's like, that's the way it's supposed to be. If you look at things from the soul perspective or the soul level, everything's happening for a reason. It's like my uncle was in Vietnam. He was one of two guys that came back from his unit. Everybody else was either dead or they were so severely wounded in combat they couldn't return to combat. And eventually he realized that because there were guys that did everything they were supposed to do and they still got blown to hell. And he just finally realized, you know what? When your time's up, it's fucking up. There's nothing you can do about it. Only thing you can do is do the best you can and hope that you make it out of it alive. And that was the perspective that he had on it. And that taught, you know, growing up, and you hear war stories every week. And I go over to my grandfather's house. It's like he was always telling us something about World War II that happened that was interesting. And like I remember another story he was talking about. My grandfather was a scrappy guy. He didn't take shit from nobody. Somebody fuck with him, he'd knock him out. And he was on this ship during the war. This is during World War II. And he got in a fight with one of his superiors, and he beat the crap out of the guy. Well, he got transferred off that ship onto another one. Well, 2 weeks after he got transferred off that ship, a Japanese submarine sank that boat. And so you look at that, it's like, well, my grandfather being who he was, if he wasn't who he was, he would have been on that ship and he would have gone down with the rest of those guys. And you look at things like that, that's not an accident. Everything happens for a reason. We're all here to gain a certain life perspective. And you can look at people that survive horrific things. I remember I talked about this a few months ago on a video. It was like Mark Wahlberg and I think it was Seth somebody or other. There was another guy. I can't remember his name. But they were both of them were supposed to each be on one of the planes during September 11th. One of them missed the plane, and then Mark Wahlberg ended up changing his flights to go to Canada or something like that for work or something like that. And they just weren't there. There were lots of people that worked in the World Trade Center. They woke up, they were sick, or they were at a meeting that day, and they weren't there. So they missed out on all that stuff. And you look at that and say, oh, what a coincidence. It's like, there's no such fucking thing. When you study this, you know, it's like, because, you know, I grew up in a traumatic environment as a kid. And like when kids grow up in a traumatic environment, they start looking for answers. And they usually seek something spiritual to try to find the reason and the answer. And that's at a very young age, I started looking around. I was like, what's the point of all this? Why are all these things happening to me? Why is my life this way? Why is my family this way? And I started looking at things and studying things that most people wouldn't even consider and look at. And over the years, I found the answers that I was looking for, and it gave me peace. And these are the things that I share with everybody today. I study every kind of spiritual tradition that's out there, and a lot of non-traditional type of stuff. So he says, I'm a huge fan of your teachings as my own life has transformed over the last couple of years that I've been learning from you. Thanks for what you do. You rock. Well, I appreciate it. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. Like one of the lines that the Oracle said in The Matrix was, we're all here to do what we're all here to do. And something I learned in a DVD of Andy Andrews that I watched probably, 10, 11 years ago, called The Traveler's Gift. He told his story about Joshua Chamberlain and how on, you know, during the battle of, I think it was the Battle of Bull Run, I can't remember specifically, but there was this Confederate soldier that two separate times had him in his sights. And this feeling, this emotion came over him that basically, hey, it's not right to pull the trigger and shoot this guy, even though he drew bead on him fair and square, and he knew the guy was important because of the stripes on his shoulder. And he's like, hey, if I take that guy out, that guy's one of the leaders, that'd be a good thing. But something overcame him, some kind of energy, some kind of feeling, some kind of vibe, and he couldn't bring himself to do it. And he thought, oh, I'm being a fucking coward. Then he put his gun up, had the guy in his sights, and he didn't pull the trigger. And then years later, Joshua Chamberlain, he became governor of his state. And that guy wrote to him and told him the story and told him the energy that came over him. And one of the point of Andy Andrews sharing that story was, until you have done what you were put on this earth to do, you can't be harmed. There will be an energy around you that will protect you. And I've experienced that several times in my life. I've come really close to getting fucked up or killed on several occasions in my life. And there's just something, some calm presence around you that's like undeniable. And after those moments happen, you're like, whoa. And so you know that there, like when you have experiences like that, you just have a knowing that, again, until you've done what you were put on this earth to do, you can't be fucking harmed. And there's evidence everywhere. There's lots of people that have written books. You've seen lots of documentaries. When you understand that perspective, and you see people on one interview after another that survive these traumatic things, or the person right next to him gets totally, like, I had a buddy of mine who was blown up in Iraq. He lost an eye. He had a traumatic brain injury, spent a year and a half recovering in Walter Reed. He was sitting in the back of a Humvee. The guy next to him, he died. But him, he lost an eye. Other people are in situations like that. Everybody around him gets killed, and they come out with basically not a scratch on them. I was watching the documentary I was watching over the weekend. It was like there was five guys in a Humvee. The Humvee got blown up, and one guy was the gunner. He was in the turret. He got blown out of the turret. The Humvee got completely ripped in half. And the guys in the front seat were totally fine. And, you know, the gunner, you know, he had some bumps and some bruises. 3 days later, he was back in combat. One of the guys who was in the back seat, he was bruised. He spent about 3 to 6 months recovering just from, you know, the injury, the concussion and the explosion and everything. But he eventually returned back to combat. And you look at the condition of the Humvee, and it's like, nobody should have survived that. And then you look at other situations like that, and everybody dies. It's like just a piece of shrapnel in the right place just took everybody out. Like nothing happens by accident in life. Everything happens for a reason. So let's get back to this guy's email. So he says, I know most people follow you for relationship advice. I've really benefited from that. But emotions are some crazy things over the past 2 years following you. I learned so much about my own emotions that has really helped me with the death of my son. He was killed in a work accident about 3 weeks ago. I've seen this situation turn people into a real mess for years, but after about 10 days, I woke up, the sandbags were not tied to my ankles anymore, and I got back to work. You gotta feel it to heal it. That's what you did. You got into that, the depth of the sadness and the loss, because really all it is energy. And if you experience the energy, if you embrace the energy, if you surrender to the energy and you just cry, you scream in anger, whatever you got to do when you're alone, the energy moves through you and then it dissolves and then therefore it doesn't get stored as muscle tension in your nervous system. With most people, what happens is something like that, they just try to avoid it. They go, they work excessively, they drink excessively. If you look at, if you've ever studied addiction, people that become addicted to weed or alcohol or anything, it'd be food for that matter. The drug or the alcohol, whatever it is that they happen to be taking, it's really an escape. And the escape is they're trying to avoid the unpleasant, icky emotions. And so that gets stored as muscle tension and it just slowly like kind of bends you over. So you're kind of hunched over. And that is the state and the physiology of being depressed. And over the time, over the years and over the decades, it literally locks that into your physiology. So that basically becomes what you experience in life. That's why I'm such a big advocate and fan of network chiropractic care, because it loosens all that stuff up. Because the older you get, eventually, if you're all hunched over like that and your spine is all locked up and your muscles are all locked up around your spine, it will eventually, your body will convert the cartilage in your vertebrae to bone and it will fuse it. And once it's fused, that's it. You're stuck like that the rest of your life. And you think about it, if you look, you know, put your stand up and you look at the ground, like, feeling what it feels to be depressed. Imagine walking around the rest of your life and you're literally stuck into that physiology. It's very difficult to be happy when your physiology is that of a depressed person. That's one of the things network care can really do, is to help get you unstuck and out of that. He says, it's still sad, and that's what the thing is like when you experience your emotions, you might feel euphoric after you cry and you express your anger, whatever it happens to be. You might wake up the next day and you feel like shit again. But as time goes by, the negative emotional charge in that dissipates. And so that's why it's so essential. When you have something traumatic like this happen, just be present with those emotions. Just don't judge them. Just surrender to it and experience it. Just understand that it's stuck energy. It what happens to you in life does not define you. What defines you is the meaning that you give things. He says, it's still sad, but I'm accepting the sadness for what it is and processing through it instead of turning it into a different emotion like guilt, anger, etc. Again, your son's time was up. I mean, that's just, you know, people look at things, they look at something traumatic like the Holocaust or what happened on September 11th, and they look at the horrible way that people exit the world or the horrible way that they die. But the reality is their time was up. That's it. That's just the way it is. And if you look at things from that perspective, you don't become hijacked. But if you're stuck on things being a certain way, or you become attached to that person still being here, or that they shouldn't have died, or if they had, you know, wrong place, wrong time, it was just some accident or some act of nature, it's like, no, if their life path, if they still had things to do, they wouldn't have been there. They would have been somewhere else. But when you don't accept reality as it is, when you don't accept the conditions of our life as they are in the present moment, you're going to suffer because you're not accepting reality. That's something that I learned from studying spiritual pursuits. And it's something that's really freed me. Once I understood that, I was able to let go of a lot of things that I was holding on to that just kind of kept me stuck in a really crappy place. I had to write and thank you for all you do. My son had over 300 people at his funeral, and there were 3 tailgate parties in the parking lot while the wake was going on. That's fucking awesome. It was epic. Everyone loved him, and I have absolutely no regrets about our relationship. My son never stops making me proud. Isn't that amazing? He had all these people that loved him. They were partying and celebrating his life, even though he had passed away. And the fact that 300 people showed up to his funeral, I mean, to me, that's just more evidence that he did what he was supposed to do, and that's why he's no longer here. He accomplished his purpose, and he's still touching people's lives, even through this video. For years and years from the time this video has been shot, people will watch this, and it'll help them. They may be in a similar situation. Maybe it's a breakup. Maybe it's a death. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they're on the verge of bankruptcy. Maybe their company just went out of business. Maybe their wife was cheating on them, or their girlfriend was cheating on them, or maybe they found out that all 3 of their kids that they thought were their own were not because their wife was a serial cheater. I had a client who was like that once. None of his kids were his own because his wife had slept with like 1,000 different dudes over the years, and he was the last one to find out about this. I mean, so no matter how bad you think you got things like, there's always somebody that's had something more shitty and traumatic happen to them. But again, the events of your life don't define you. What defines you is the meaning that you assign things. It's a simple conscious choice. The idea is life is a gift. Enjoy every moment of it. Obviously, your son did, because he was able to touch so many people that 300 people showed up and they were all partying and celebrating his life. That's fucking awesome. That's a gift. There's wisdom in that story. And so thank you for sharing that with all of us. So if you'd like to get my help personally, the quickest way is to book a paid phone, Skype, or email coaching session. You can choose any of those options by going to my website, clicking the products tab at the top of your screen, and just follow the instructions for booking whichever option works best for you. And I will talk to you soon.